Jeff Verholman for Sportsnet 590, The Fan, pleased to be joined by Canadian mixed martial artist John Alessio just days before his main event fight in Hamilton for the SCORE Fighting Series. John, thanks for doing this.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on, man.
Anytime. First thing I want to ask you about, of course, is the training camp, and how did it go?
I had a great training camp. It was a long one for me. I put in a nice long 10, 11-week camp with a nice gradual, you know, increase in intensity, and really got the full package of this camp and got to work and concentrate on everything, and feeling real well-rounded and prepared for this one.
Did you spend the entire thing at Extreme Couture, or did you travel around?
I spent it all in Vegas, but at Extreme Couture and also Robert Drysdale Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay, and who were some of the guys that helped you out during this camp?
I've had a lot of good training partners. Of course, all the guys at Extreme Couture, the main core guys there, and Drysdale's guys, but just to name a few, Evan Dunham, Tyson Griffin, a bunch of guys that are still like up and coming that people don't know of. But I also got to put in a lot of work in the last couple of weeks with Jeremy Stevens and Ross Pearson from the UFC. So I got a lot of good work in.
Going into a fight at 155, do you have to cut a lot of weight, or are you sort of naturally around that weight class?
No, this is my second fight at lightweight. I fought most of my career at welterweight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I definitely have to cut a little bit of weight. I've switched to using the Dolce diet, the famous Dolce diet, and it's worked really well for me and felt really good in training camp as weight was coming down. I still had lots of energy and, you know, getting the right foods, and, you know, I eat an all organic whole food diet, and really makes me feel good.
Now, what's that like? I mean, I've always been fascinated by the Dolce diet and guys that work. I mean, you know, you've seen Thiago Alves cut down from always having weight problems to being able to make 170. When you get involved with the Dolce diet, is it just sort of changing the way you eat, or is it there are other aspects to it?
Yeah, changing the way you eat, the times that you eat at, and when you eat certain foods. You know, you want to make sure you're getting your foods like 90 minutes before you train, and the right foods, and you know, it's gluten-free, all organic, no hormones in any of the meat that you eat. And I really don't eat any red meat during camp. It's just going to be fish and chicken and getting a lot of my proteins from plant-based products and things like that.
So now, do you stick to that sort of diet when you're not fighting, or is this just strictly for, you know, cutting weight and getting down to a weight class?
I try to eat as healthy as I can in between fights and stuff, but, I cheat, you know, on my diet and stuff. And even when I'm on the Dolce diet, I'm allowed, you know, one day to have whatever meal I want to cheat on, you know. Got to make yourself feel human at least, you know, and enjoy some of the good things that life has to offer, which is bad foods.
Absolutely. Now, what's your ultimate cheat food?
My ultimate cheat food?
I shouldn't be doing this to you leading into a fight. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, it's okay. I can handle that part. I've been doing it long enough. It doesn't bother me. But you know what I've been craving? I'll tell you what I've been craving the most right now. I've been craving McDonald's French fries.
Beautiful.
It's so salty. It's because I'm depleting all the sodium on my body, you know, to cut weight. So definitely craving salts. And the French fries seems to be on the top of my list right now.
Awesome. Okay, talk about your opponent, Ryan Healy. You know, he, like you, he's had a lot of experience in big promotions.
Yeah, he's got a lot of fights. He's a tough guy. Him and his brother are both, you know, gritty, resilient dudes, you know, that like to fight and like to get into a war. So it's going to be, you know, a really fun fight. I think the definite winners here is going to be the fans, you know, and the crowd there that get to watch it. You know, I'm the more technical fighter. You know, I rely a lot on technique and being smart out there, where he just wants to move forward and kind of get into a little bit more of a war. So got kind of clashing styles right there, which I think is going to make for a very entertaining fight.
We're chatting with John Alessio, who takes on Ryan Healy this Saturday for the SCORE Fighting Series in Hamilton. Looking at your record, you know, you're 9-1 in your last 10 fights. Do you think a win gets you right back into the UFC, or at least on their radar?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm on their radar. You know, we've been talking with them, and so I'm really close. I think it'll just come down to the performance, you know, on Friday night, and you know, maybe that'll be my ticket in, or maybe I'll need one or two more. But whatever they want, you know, I'm willing to do. You know, I'm a fighter for life, so it's not like, you know, I'm going to just win this fight, and if I don't get in the UFC, I'm going to quit. You know, I'm here for life, and my goal is to get back in the UFC. I just really don't know when that'll be, but hopefully sooner than later.
Absolutely. Now, how do you see the fight playing out Saturday in Hamilton? You mentioned that, you know, you think you're the more technical fighter. Do you see it being a stand-up battle, or do you think it'll end up on the ground?
You know, well, I mean, obviously, they always start standing, so it's going to there's going to be some good exchanges on our feet. You know, he's got some good boxing skills. I definitely think I have the faster hands and the better footwork. You know, I feel like I've got a pretty big advantage if the fight goes to the ground. I also think I got more power in my punches standing. So, you know, I just feel like I'm a little bit better everywhere, you know, but, you know, I do respect his skills and, you know, do have to be careful, but, you know, I'm definitely going in there for a finish, not a 3-round decision.
Awesome. Now I'm just going to switch gears here because I'm a Vancouver boy living in Toronto. I know you're from Vancouver. How often do you get back?
Not as often as I'd like to now. You know, I used to go back all the time, you know, I'll still go back like twice a year. You know, I got, you know, all my friends are still up there and still got a lot of family there. So, you know, I try to get back there.
Do you have a favorite spot there?
You know, I spend most of my time on Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
You know, so hanging out in Victoria and stuff, and in my hometown, Duncan. Just try to keep it mellow when I'm up there. I mean, it's just so, it is just a mellow place. It's beautiful, you know, so just try to relax when I'm up there and, you know, have fun with the family and friends.
Definitely. Now, I guess my next question is, you know, there's been all this sort of back and forth about the UFC and the Vancouver Athletic Commission. If they were able to, you know, sort of smooth things out and another show is going to be able to be put on there, is that something that you would almost hold out for if you were to make a UFC return?
That would be a dream if UFC came back to Vancouver and I got that opportunity. Yeah, it would just be amazing. You know, I mean, if they offered me another fight somewhere else first, I wouldn't, you know, hold out for it. I would take it. I know they're going to Calgary in July, and you know, we're talking with the UFC about getting on that card. And I mean, that would also be a dream come true. I mean, just getting back into the UFC in general is a dream for me. But if I can do it in Canada and close to BC, that's perfect. You know, I fought numerous times in Alberta and got a lot of fans there, and it's not that far of a trip for my family. So, you know, that Calgary card is kind of what I'm eyeing right now since they don't have anything set up for Vancouver.
Awesome. We're talking with John Alessio. John, if fans want to get a hold of you, what's your Twitter?
It is John Alessio 79, so J-O-H-N. A-L-E-S-S-I-O 79.
And you want to give a shout-out to any of your sponsors right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank all my sponsors, really. Exclusive Customs, Gamma O, Street Soldier, Knockout Fightwear, Go Shop Nation, all my doctors, Dr. Shaw, and then Dr. Rhonda Bacheron from the Las Vegas Sports Institute. All my teammates, Extreme Couture, Robert Drysdale, all my trainers, thank you.
Awesome. Hey, John, thanks so much for doing this. I know you're very busy leading up to that fight, but thanks so much for taking out some time for us.
Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.